a great mission team. About a month ago, we went to Belize, and we had, I believe, 13 of us who went. And let me just name the participants, and then in a little while, they're going to come up and speak, and I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. Not everybody is going to speak, but those who want to are going to. But the ones who went on the mission trip were Chris and Jamie Eaton, and also Brandon. And Brandon's not with us. He's back home and with his mother. And then Sherry and Colton Wilson, Elizabeth Haight, Susan Sullivan, who's Elizabeth's Liz's mother, Alyssa Pilarsik, who is not a member of our church, but she's a good friend of Karis Richmond's, and she's a member of another church, and she's in worship with them. Then, of course, Karis Richmond, Casey Miller, that we all know and love, has grown up a lot in our church, and I believe he's working today. Shannon Wooten, Linda Scott, myself, and Ricky Kelly. Ricky's not here today. Today is move-in day at Mount St. Mary's College, and so that's what Ricky is doing. But he came in early this morning, and he prepared a slideshow of our mission trip. And so he came in early this morning and loaded it into our computer. And so we're crossing our fingers and hoping that all things go well technologically. So we're going to watch the video right now that Ricky has prepared for us of I'm not exaggerating, 100,000 pictures or so that were taken on the mission trip. Everybody had a camera and everybody was taking pictures. It was great. So you're going to get to see some of that. So let's watch the video right now, guys. Okay, so those are some of the images of some of the images of the mission trip. And so we'll have some folks come up and fill in some of the blanks on some of the images, so you got captions to put with it. So in whatever order you guys want to do this, all right? And I'm not going to be MC. I'm going to go back there and sit down. So just one after another, come on up. And so who's going to be first? I think Karis ought to go first. We'll get this over with. How about that, honey? All right?
The village does not have very much. You saw a lot of their homes. But what they do have is they have community. And being in a situation like that and having to work together and kind of get through things together, it really made us into a community as well. And each one of us had our own kind of special jobs that we were, you know, part of the community with. And it was just a really great experience. So I would encourage anybody that is interested to think really hard about it and try it. Next.
Good morning. You may not know me, but I'm Chris Eaton. I've been coming here for a long time. So obviously this trip was very special because another member who's been coming here his whole life, Brandon Eaton, was baptized on this trip. So it was amazing. For me, the potential of this mission, they don't is unbelievable. Their vision is to have mission teams come down, stay in this what they call a resort. It's questionable, that name, but it is beautiful. It is a beautiful facility, and they want to not only impact Gales Point, which is where we were, in the village we were, but they want to go and send mission teams throughout that entire region. And it's doable, but it's going to take a lot of work. The facility needs a lot of work. The communities are really desperate, poor, but what they have, they lack in material possessions. They more than make up for in the community spirit and living. I mean, it is just amazing. It is enriching to see how much they just care for each other and they love each other. And I would highly recommend that it's hot, it's sticky, it's bugs, it's infested, but you'll get so much more out of it to go on a mission trip like this than you can possibly imagine.
Good morning, I'm Sherry Wilson. Belize has been on my heart for a long time. I had visited Belize prior to going on this mission trip, so I had experience visiting the country and meeting the people of the country. So being able to partner with the Belize Mission and Retreat at Turtle Shores has been a blessing to me to be able to have the opportunity to go there and serve in this capacity, because it had been on my heart for a number of years, probably 5 or 6 years. So being able to go and actually serve and be a part of this wonderful team for the week has I can't even begin to put in words and the time frame we have this morning to tell you how wonderful it was. So as Karis encouraged you to be open-minded and considerate, I highly suggest, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. I was the team leader. It really is a wonderful opportunity. I met another group as we were leaving at the airport who had served in a different part of Belize. And I was talking to the lady because she saw our shirts and knew that we were from Maryland, and they were from Salisbury. And we were comparing our trips, and she said, you know, what I found is that in America, we have what we want. Anything we want, we have it. But here in Belize, they have what they need. And that, to me, was a huge, huge statement, that simple statement. They have what they need. We have what we want. And I just enjoyed being able to share with them and get to know them a lot more intimately than I had before. I also want to share with you that because of the donations, our swimming sea turtles, because of the donations that we received, they have already purchased their solar batteries, and we're using them. I think they were installed during the week last week, and they've been able to, I don't really understand all that whole solar energy thing, but they were able to charge to work over this weekend when they were having a retreat of, I think it's a youth group type retreat over this weekend. So they're already using their solar batteries that we helped the mission purchase. So I just want to thank you guys for your donations, because that is a huge, tremendous help to them. Where Gales Point is, the actual village has electricity, but the mission center does not. So that is a huge, huge help to them.
Hello, my name is Liz. I am a music teacher, and so one of the things that I prepared as we went down to Belize was I took 80 recorders, and we gave them out to children down there, and we taught them how to play Hot Cross Buns and Mary Had a Little Lamb. And what was really exciting about that for me was seeing how excited the kids got and how their faces lit up when they finally got those first three notes. And they were just really interested, the children, in learning anything that you had to tell them. On the back of one of the recorder books that I had some pictures of musical instruments, and just being able to turn it over and say, this is called a saxophone. They just were so amazed at every little thing that we could show them. And that was a really terrific experience to see how much what we had to give during that vacation Bible school time, how much they appreciated that. I have sat down here many times while people have been up here talking about mission trips, and I have always wondered what really happens when you go, because anything that I can possibly tell you would not be an accurate reflection of what actually happens on the trip and the way that we are able to impact the people there, but then the way that those people are able to impact us as well. And it was definitely a difficult decision for me to decide whether to go, and I kept popping into my head, like, I would hear somebody speak about it, and I said, oh, well, maybe I'll do that. But then I would always come up with some kind of an excuse not to go, whether it was, oh, it was too expensive, or, well, the timing's not right, or I'm not going to know anybody. And I really do feel that God kept putting the trip into my head and kept saying, you need to come, you need to come. And I kept trying to tell him, no, I didn't want to go. So eventually he was like, no, you're going to come. So I came, and I encourage any of you who, if it's something that keeps coming into your head and you keep trying to come up with reasons not to go, push that to the side and just come, because it really is a great experience. And I think long term, I think it would be a great opportunity for our church to grow for us as individuals, but hopefully help an area and a community that really needs so many things. I hope you all consider going. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Shannon, and I can really relate to Karis and Liz because, like Karis, I was kind of nervous. I didn't know anybody I was going to be going with. I had no idea where we would be going. I heard about a lot of bugs. Wasn't too happy about that. It was going to be hot. So I remember hearing about the last mission trip, and when they announced that there was going to be another one, I had this feeling. And I went up to Richard, and I was like, you know, I have a feeling like I'm being called to go. And I committed myself then, and I'm glad that I did, because as the trip came closer, it's like, I don't know if I can do this. I was nervous. And I got on the bus 5 a.m. I wanted to go home. I was so scared. I wanted to go home, but I kept telling myself, you know what? I'm going to look back. I'm going to tell myself it was ridiculous just even thinking about it, and it's true. I had such an amazing time. And one of the nights I raised my hand to do devotion, which is another big step for me. And I thought one of the most fitting verses was, you know, where it talks about don't worry about the food that you're going to eat, the clothes that are going to be on your back. And although in Belize, they do worry about that. They worry about, you know, their next meal. They're going to worry about, you know, their clothes and how they're going to be provided. And the biggest thing that, you know, I saw on this trip was that, you know, God knows what we need. And God knows what we need in our life, and He will provide. And God knows that they need community. They need each other. They need faith. They need someone, you know, to have their shoulder to lean on. And it's truly amazing. It's like the whole entire village is just one family. They go to church together. They eat together. And one of the little girls said that, you know, there are little kids. There are families that go without food. But the thing is that if someone is without food, someone will feed them. It doesn't matter who it is. Someone in the village will feed them. So it's just amazing to see the community that they have, the love that they have for God. And you know, and the team was just amazing. I think everybody had their own special talent and really contributed, and I'm really happy that, you know, I could do my first mission trip with this team. You know, I had a great time.
Hi, I'm Linda, also known as Mary Poppins, and if you want to find out about that, you can ask anybody on the team. I've been on several mission trips, and the thing that has always impressed me, you sit out there and you say, I can't do missions. I don't have any talents. I'm not Billy Graham. I can't talk to people. But the truth is, if you can do this, you can do a mission trip because you can paint a house. If you can do this, you can do a mission trip because you can turn a jump rope. And let me tell you, Larry can turn a mean jump rope. We saw him do it. If you can do this, you can hand a lollipop to a child and tell them that God loves them and that they're special. And that's what missions is about, is telling people that God loves them.
Thank you, Linda. You know, the only thing better than a short sermon is no sermon. So I kind of anticipated that today. So so I'm punting today. And actually, as we're going to finish up Jeremiah today. And I've enjoyed the study so much that I decided to tack on a couple of Jeremiah sermons onto the end of it. So we'll resume Jeremiah before long. I'm not going to really add anything. I've written about a couple times in the church bulletin about some of my reflections on the Belize mission trip. And it's something kind of cool. I take my articles I write for the bulletin, put them on my blog, and those articles on Gail's Point were picked up by ethicsdaily.com and republished. So You may want to check those out as well. Let me just say this as a pastor. One of the things I was really looking forward to on the trip was getting to know these people, okay? Because really, Chris was probably the only one that I knew pretty well because he's been deacon, he's chairman of the deacon, so we've worked together. Liz, I've worked with some, but a lot of them, Shannon, she and Ben have only been a part of the church for about a year or so, you know. So I was looking forward to getting to know her and others, and even Sherry and Colton. I remember Colton when he was little like this, but now he's different, you know, he's grown up. And so what I did find, you know, was in getting to know them, I really understood what gifted people that we have in our church, because their gifts just came forward. I mean, I had a completely different picture of Karis, you know, going in. I thought she was this shy, withdrawn, kind of introverted kind of person. And let me tell you something, you know, when you watch a person do what God called them to do, it's amazing. And so she gets up in front of those kids immediately to begin Vacation Bible School. And it's like, oh, my goodness, here's a person who is this is what she's supposed to be doing. And I was able to see that in every single person. And Linda is, she surely, you remember the scene in Mary Poppins where she's pulling out lamps and things out of her bag, all this stuff. Every time we needed something, there was Linda, you know. It was like, well, I sure wish I had an air conditioner. Wow, she just pull it out of the bag or something, you know. It was just absolutely amazing. I don't know how she did that. And we have some amazing photographers in the group, and Casey Miller is just a whack job, and I mean that in the best possible way. I never saw that part of Casey's personality as well. So there's a lot of value for this, and maybe some of you, for different reasons, can't go on a mission trip, and you can support and you can pray. But if at all possible, you need to do that for any variety of reasons. But one thing that I've known, and I'll say to you, okay, if you think that we go to Belize to help them, that's true, we do. But the reason I want us going to Belize also is because I know it's going to help you, okay? It is going to deepen your relationship with Jesus. It is going to take your discipleship to a whole nother level, all right? In fact, I'm convinced that discipleship is impossible if all we do is sit in a classroom and talk about the Bible, you know, because then we become educated beyond the level of our obedience. We are being trained to go out. And if all we do is do the training and we never go out, then we've missed the whole point of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So that's more than what I promised I was going to say, so I'll stop with that.